All right, boys. Welcome to the Daily Bedtime Stories podcast. I want to welcome everybody who's listening. And what do you guys want to hear? What do you guys want? What kind of story do you want tonight? We're missing Will. He's out on the combine still. But what do you guys want to hear? You guys, or just want me to come up with something?
No.
A rabbit story.
A rabbit story?
A rabbit story.
A rabbit story. Huh. Well, let's see.
We never done a rabbit
story. You don't think we've done a rabbit story?
No.
Well, once upon a time, there was a farm. And on this farm, there was several things. There was a big pond, and in this pond was a duck. And this duck said, "This pond is my pond." And he was a very mean duck. He was a black duck. He was all black. And he had a bill on his nose. And he had a little white around his collar. And he did not like the rabbit. And the rabbit lived in a tree that was right by the pond. And the rabbit, he thought it was just kind of fun to... Yeah, good job, Silas. The rabbit thought it was fun to just kind of bug the duck. The duck's name was Mal. And Mal, he thought that he owned the whole pond. And the rabbit, his name was Jasper. And Jasper, he was a trickster, but he had a real soft spot for carrots. He loved carrots. And on this farm, there was a carrot patch. And the rabbit, he thought that he could go take the carrots whenever he wanted. And he would go there. And it drove the farmer nuts. The farmer would sometimes, he would look out the window and he would see the rabbit taking some of the carrots. And then the rabbit would, and as soon as the farmer would get out there, the rabbit would be gone. The rabbit was sneaky. Well, sometimes the farmer would sit out there and wait. And he would wait for the rabbit to come. And he would have his gun. He had a big old double barrel shotgun. And he was waiting for the rabbit. And he knew that rabbit was going to come anytime. But the rabbit, do you know how tricky the rabbit was? The rabbit would burrow under the ground. And he would go and he would take the carrots from the bottom. And you know how carrots have little green leafy things that come up on the top?
Yeah.
All of a sudden you'd see, and they would go down. There would just be no green leafy thing there. And all of a sudden the farmer's sitting there, and all of a sudden, he would see three carrots just disappear. And he was like, "What in the world's going on?" And he would go there and he would look down in the hole and he didn't see anything. And he couldn't figure it out. He's like, "Man, I don't know what happened. They must have sunk." And he would go back inside. And the rabbit, he would go off to his home. He would eat a carrot or two. And then he would decide, "I'm going to go have some fun." And he went out, he looked outside his tree, and he saw the duck. And the duck was out on the pond. And then another duck came and landed on the pond. And Bugs is like, or the bunny's like, "Oh boy, this isn't gonna be good." And sure enough, that Mal, he chased that other duck away, and he's like, you can't be on this pond. This pond is my pond. And he chased that other one away, and he went about his business. And the bunny rabbit, he said, I'm going to have some fun with this guy. And he went over and he got himself a chair and an umbrella, and he poured himself a drink, and he sat down on the beach, and he put his feet in the water, and he was just sitting there relaxing, and he was sunbathing in the sun. And sure enough, Mal the duck came over and said, "What are you doing putting your feet in my pond?" And the rabbit said, "Well, I talked to the farmer, and he said if I didn't take any more carrots, I could own this pond. Actually, this pond is my pond. I made a deal with the farmer." Now, of course, the rabbit was lying, but the duck didn't know that. So the duck, he was kind of thrown for a loop. He didn't have a deal with the farmer. He just thought that he owned the pond. And he just chased everybody away because he was mean. But he knew that he couldn't chase the rabbit away. The rabbit lived right there. And if the rabbit had a deal with the farmer, who owned the whole farm, then really, this pond could be the rabbit's pond. And the duck didn't stop there, though. He didn't give up. He said, I think this means war. And he decided that he was going to go to the carrot patch, and he was going to take all the carrots and make it look like the farmer, and make it look like the rabbit took the carrots and broke the agreement. So one night, late at night, the duck went and stole all the carrots. The big old mallard duck stole all the carrots, and he took them in a big old wheelbarrow.
Take off my back.
And he took them in a wheelbarrow, and he took them back, and he put them all in the rabbit's house. And they were coming out the windows. They were just carrots coming out of the windows of the rabbit's house. And so when the farmer saw this the next day, the farmer would think, "Oh, the rabbit took all the carrots and broke the agreement." Well, the problem is the rabbit tricked the duck. The rabbit tricked the duck. Because the rabbit didn't have any kind of agreement with the farmer. The rabbit wanted all the carrots, and he got the duck to steal him all the carrots. So the duck stole him all the carrots. And even if the farmer knew that the rabbit took the carrots, they were all in his house. So the rabbit went to work, and he started putting all the carrots away. And he put them in jars, he put them in buckets, he put them in everything he had, in all the drawers, and pretty soon there was no carrots out the windows or anything. And so the next day, the rabbit went out, and he said to the duck, "What are you doing in my pond?" And the duck said, "Ha, ha, ha, this isn't going to be your pond for long. I went and took all the carrots and made it look like you did it. I framed you." You know what it means to frame somebody?
Yeah.
It means to make it look like they did the crime when really you did it. So the duck said, "I framed you." And the rabbit said, "Well, I tricked you. I got you to go take all the carrots for me. All I wanted was the carrots. That farmer knows I steal the carrots all the time, but he can never catch me." And sure enough, that farmer came looking for the rabbit, and he was waiting for the rabbit to come out of his hole. But the rabbit had so many ways. He could dig underground. He had so many doors going into his house. He was a sneaky rabbit. There's no way that farmer would ever get that rabbit. And now the rabbit had all of the carrots, And he made the duck look like a dope. Like he always does. The end.
Keep pickling. Keep pickling.
Okay, let's pray. Okay? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. I thank you for these boys. Thank you for the safety they had out on the combine tonight. Lord, we pray that Grandma and Grandpa will have safety as they are combining tonight. And we pray that you would help these boys to have a really good night's sleep. And we pray that you would help them to grow up to be big and strong and to love you with all of their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.